Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Welcome to Beach to Sandy, Water to Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I am Christine Schieffer.
And I'm Alex Schieffer, and we're siblings, and we're on a mission to address pressing societal issues. Mm-hmm. Like, why did Kevin in Fort Worth want to give his local taco stand a 1-star review?
And did they deserve it? Each week we'll have a theme like taco stands in Fort Worth, and we'll both find our favorite reviews, normally 1-star reviews, that fit the theme, and then we'll read them with a dramatization element added.
And there'll also be a weekly challenge element. One person will give the other a challenge, like finding a review that mentions 6 cats, and they'll hopefully step up to the challenge and find a good one to read in the next episode.
Be sure to listen all the way to the end, because that's when we'll first tell each other the theme and the challenge for next week's episode. And since this is our first episode, we told each other ahead of time. So I chose a challenge and you chose the theme, which is?
This week's theme is grocery stores in Cincinnati, Ohio. And what was the challenge?
The challenge is an Amazon review that mentions a big toe.
Let's get started.
I went with the Cincinnati Classic. Cincinnati is where we're both from, where we grew up. We've been to many a Cincinnati grocery store. So my pick this week is Kroger.
Of course.
And this is specifically the Kroger in Coryville. And Rose had something to say. Upon purchasing my cream-filled Long John donut for 69 cents.
What type of donut was that? A Long John donut?
Yeah. Isn't that underwear?
Yeah, or Long John Silvers.
Oh, we'll
find out.
Good start. Upon purchasing my cream-filled Long John donut for 69 cents, I was very ecstatic to devour it after a long day. But much to my dismay, that need was never satisfied. The donut I purchased had about 1/8 cream into it.
Oh, you know when you want one of those Long John donuts?
It only has an eighth cream.
1/8 of cream in it.
Into it.
Into it.
Specifically. Mm. Not only that, but for some godforsaken reason. Harder than I thought. I'm sorry. Not only that, but for some godforsaken reason, the cream was inserted through the side of the donut. So every other bite was dry and barren of cream. But the best part about that is they spelled barren of cream like B-A-R-O-N.
Oh.
Like the royal title. Mm. So it's the Baron of Cream.
We know what's on her mind.
Oh. This donut... This donut did not meet any of my expectations whatsoever. End of review.
Oh my gosh.
1 star. And that is a review of Kroger and Coryville.
So she is reviewing the entire Coryville Kroger based on a single Long John donut.
I mean, to be honest, it was really hard to find a review because I was reading it and everybody was complaining about parking or, you know, like, racist staff, and I was like, this isn't funny. None of this is funny, and probably it's true, but this just really lightened my day.
Good. No, I'm glad you found that one. That was good. And I just looked up what a Long John donut is.
Oh, really? Please enlighten me.
It's just a long donut.
Well, that's obviously why they insert the cream on the side, right?
I don't know. Look at it. You can put cream in the...
Oh, that looks disgusting. Looks like someone puked gravy on it.
Wikipedia images always happen to have the worst one.
Well.
Oh, also known as a maple bar. I've heard of that.
Rose, I'm sorry that you had an incredibly disappointing experience, and I wish you and the Baron of Cream all the best in your future endeavors. Are you up next?
Yes, I am next. I don't have the person's name that wrote this review.
Let's call them the Baron of Cream.
Let's do that. And I don't have one for the other one either.
That's all right.
I didn't write all this down. But I did mine. I decided to look at my favorite grocery store in the world, Jungle Jim's International Market.
I mean, if you guys have not been there, where is that again?
Technically not in Cincinnati.
Well, close enough.
But Fairfield, Ohio.
Fairfield. I went to the mini golf place near there.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, yeah. Is that the one with the mountain and you can walk inside of it like a Rugrats episode?
Sure.
Yeah.
We should do reviews on that.
Rugrats episodes or mini golf?
No, mini golf.
Okay. I think both would work for us. Can I give a couple of fun facts of Trader Joe's?
Please. For those of you...
Because it is amazing. Yeah, it is special.
Not Trader Joe's.
I always do that.
Too bad, Chuck.
Trader Joe's is pretty amazing, though.
I mean, it is, but it's really not that
it's
special.
It's not the same. Jungle Jim's.
Right.
So it has 180,000 items, and 60,000 of those are international items.
Yeah, you guys, it's really cool.
And then it's over 6.5 acres of floor space.
What? What? No wonder I get
it's
all my steps
massive.
In.
Massive. No, it's crazy. And the largest Walmart in the country, in Albany, New York, is only 6 acres.
So it's bigger than the largest
Walmart supercenter.
Walnut.
Yeah,
sorry.
It's bigger than that, too. They probably have the biggest walnut at Jungle Jim's.
Right, in their international section.
Yeah.
I'm really struggling.
Where are walnuts from?
Brazil. Just kidding. Those are Brazil nuts. I'm sorry. It's not funny. Delete that.
Okay. Time for a review.
Okay.
The Baron of Cream has this to say about Jungle Jim's awful management. Deceptive price.
It's not even...
just started.
I'm sorry. It's not even funny yet.
Oh, it gets good. Awful management. Deceptive pricing. My wife fell on water, and because of that, I have been barred and threatened if I return to the store. Liars and thieves, in my opinion.
Oh, no.
Wife cannot walk right ever again.
Oh, no.
And I cannot even buy cat clitter without being threatened.
What? And wait, what? What is cat clitter?
I think he just added a K to litter.
Did he add a K to cat?
No, it's just a regular cat. But then it says clitter, and I looked it up.
It's not a thing.
It is on Urban Dictionary. Don't look it up.
Oh my God.
And that's the only reason I read it the way he wrote it, because it was... I Googled it so other people have to, too. And when she fell, all they wanted to know is, would this hinder from shopping there? Really? End of review.
Sorry. It's...
So... I chose this review, not because a poor woman fell. Like, I don't know what happened there.
Use her name, Baroness of Cream.
Baroness of Cream fell. But it was the way he kind of threw this stuff in there.
Do they? They don't sell cat litter or clitter.
They might. Jungle Jim sells everything.
Yeah, but they sell, like, those pocky sticks
you don't
and, like,
go there
beer.
For cat litter. That's a good point.
Like, German beers.
And, like, 1,000 different types of soda with gross, like, flavors.
Yeah. They don't... Yeah. I mean, you don't...
I don't know.
There's Walmart for that. Or Walnut.
Yeah, and he said he can't buy it without being threatened. As if he's just kind of sneaking around.
I will
say. He's like, oh, I hope they don't see me. And he grabs a cat litter, and they'll be like, it's you.
There we go.
Baron.
Hiding behind all the... Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I do find something about that place threatening, and it is those large animatronics.
Yeah.
I remember going right after 9/11. I'm sorry. I knew you were drinking wine, and I should have waited a minute. But
why would you say that?
Okay. Listen, because it was important to the story. I went to Jungle Jim's right after 9/11 with Mom, and... I remember that all the animatronic dolls were, like, very quiet because... And there were, like, all these half-mast flags around the stage.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, they started moving and singing, and I'm not kidding, you guys are like 6 feet tall, like gigantic animatronic.
What were they singing?
Creatures, like some stupid tune,
like
about
Chicken Fried,
Chicken
by Zach Brown Band.
Yeah,
about saluting the ones we love and everything.
Maybe it was something patriotic. But
I hope so. Well, I don't know.
No,
I'd actually,
I don't
hope
think
not.
It
That's
was. I
point.
Think it was an automatic timer, and it was like really solemn, and all the flags were at half mast, and then they all kind of like woke up and started
like
jamming out.
Doodle Dandy or something.
Yeah, started jamming, and it was extremely disturbing to my 12-year-old self's brain. That's my memory of 9/11.
I'm not going to go into mine.
Let's not go into any of that.
Okay, well, a little late now.
This is a comedy podcast.
No, it's hilarious.
Anyway.
Yeah, the Baron.
Right, the Baron.
Had that happen to him. So.
We should never go again, is what you're saying.
Jungle gyms? Mm. Just don't fall in one, because you will be threatened.
I mean, it's hard not to fall in one, because they are very large, and they're very full of mysterious objects and moving animal robots. But true. I will say we're reading out one star reviews these places. I do want to add that we have no negative feelings toward any, like, this is mostly us reading reviews to joke about the reviews. This is not about the establishments themselves, and in fact we encourage you to check out these establishments and give them 5-star reviews to negate the 1-star reviews.
Yes,
and that's kind of
especially the ones that are all because of one single Long John donut.
Yeah, right.
That
exactly.
Wasn't up to snuff.
I mean, I personally don't mind the Kroger Court in Quarryville at all. So
yeah, it's brand new. Did you go there recently?
No.
They tore the whole thing down and rebuilt it. Quarryville. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So I just came up with a challenge, gave it to Alexander in advance, and then he hopefully, we'll see, lived up to the challenge. And we're going to hear, the challenge this week was an Amazon review that mentions a big toe, and it was very specific, so I'm very curious to see what happens here.
Yeah, it was a journey for me on Amazon. My first thought was stub toes, so I went in the furniture section.
Wow, this is quite a roundabout.
Yeah, it was. It didn't work. Okay. I went through a lot of reviews of various items of furniture, and at first I went through pictures and I was like, oh, I'm gonna pick the ones that have like are low to the ground,
glass tables
that are really good at for stubbing, stuff like that. And then I realized I should just go by the ones that have thousands of reviews and just hope someone mentions
and search
it.
For it.
Yeah, no, it didn't work.
Oh no,
well, no furniture mentioned big toe. So what else do you think of when you think of big toes?
Those shoes with the feet. The toe.
Oh, that's a good one, actually.
Toe socket.
It was shoes was what I'm going for.
Okay.
And I went to the shoe department, and of course, one of the best sellers popped right up, and I said, I knew this was going to be it.
Skechers.
Crocs unisex classic clog.
It's better than what I thought.
Yes, and we...
Oh my God!
We have a review from another man who I forgot his name.
Carl.
This is what Carl has to say about his Crocs unisex classic clog.
Does it say what color he got him in?
It didn't say. There were so many, though.
Oh.
What he said. Great shoes, but man, they are really ugly.
What? Carl!
Yeah. And...
How dare you?
Here we go. I have never liked the looks of these butt-ugly things, but my podiatrist told me to get a pair because of a foot problem.
That podiatrist has a stake in Crocs. There's no way a podiatrist tells you to buy Crocs.
I hear they're comfy. I don't know. They had a lot of good
reviews. Were sweatpants, but my doctor's not going to... Okay.
They do offer great support and curiousness for my poor broken foot.
Curiousness?
I know. I didn't know what that meant.
It's not even a word.
I don't exactly. Okay. I don't know what he's going with that. I find that when I walk, my heel tends to extend over the inner sides and wants to roll in.
Oh, God.
This is because I have such a high instep that my foot does not go all the way in. I have about an inch of room in front of my big toe.
There it is.
And my heel actually sticks out the back a little. Perhaps I should have gone with the larger size? The construction of these shoes is great, and they are comfortable. I expect that I will continue to wear these around the house once my foot has healed because of the support they offer.
Can you imagine? This is someone's stepfather, and they're just sitting in the den, like, typing and typing and typing, and the teenager just wants to use a computer, but Carl's really has to write out this review.
Poor Carl.
Carl.
I like them as slippers, but not for walking any distance. End of review.
What?
It wasn't that thrilling.
No, but I mean, I feel like...
I just love how he opened it
up. I give you a challenge and you bring me Crocs, and that's...
I know, that was like...
It is the best possible way that you could have gone with that.
Most of what excited me was just picturing Carl in his Crocs. And I thought that would be great for the listeners to be able to imagine.
Are you guys imagining
it? Yeah, we're pausing for that.
Moment of silence.
He's okay. He's okay.
Are you sure?
No.
Okay, so we're going to tell you where to find us, but after, stay tuned, because afterwards we're going to reveal our next week's challenge and next week's theme, which we have not told each other yet. So very excited and scared. Tell the people what's going on.
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Beach2Sandy, on Facebook at Beach2Sandy Water Too Wet. Our website is beach2sandy.com.
And for now, you can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And if you like what you hear, you can do your part. And much like the Baron of Cream, you can leave us a review. But unlike the Baron of Cream, you can hopefully give us 5 stars, not one. The best way to do that is to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, on iTunes. That really, really helps us.
And if you have negative things to say, just send it to our email.
No, just be quiet.
Hey, no.
Yes.
Send them to our email, beach2sandy@gmail.com, and I will read them.
Okay, but also, if you have nice things to say, you can send them there, too.
Yeah, I will need those. I really can't handle just the negativity.
So, feel free to email us, tweet at us, Instagram, find us on the gram.
Oh, yeah. Send a slide into our DMs.
Do it. And thank you so much for listening.
And this is just episode 1, and special surprise, episodes 2 and 3 are out now.
It's magic. I don't know how we did it.
Oh my God, how did we do 3 at once? I don't think that's normally possible in the podcasting world.
But that's what we deliver on this show.
Yeah, we do.
The impossible.
Except this is the only time we'll have 3 in 1 week.
Well,
So don't.
Don't get used to it. And as always, as we say on this show,
Be a star.
Or, we're trying to play these out. Be a star. Five star or bust.
Yeah,
That's what I always say.
We need an outro. This isn't working.
I think we'll find one naturally.
Let's hope.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.